You heard Chopin's Ballade No. 2 in F major, performed by 15-year-old pianist Matthew Hahn from Lake Forest, Illinois. Wow, a stunning performance, my friend. Just beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You have such mastery over all those challenging technical spots, but also your lyricism really shines through in the opening. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Connecting with people through music is something that I value immensely. Like, I heard that through your Korean heritage, actually, you've got a way of connecting with that identity as a musician. And talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I annually participate in the Sejong Music Competition. It's hosted by the Sejong Cultural Society for violinists and pianists. And basically, you perform a solo piece of your choice and then a newer composition based off of Korean folk music.
I see. Well, we actually have a clip of one of the compositions that you played. Can you tell me a little bit more about what we are hearing in this piece?
So this piece is Kwejina by Mi-suk Kim, and it's based off of a traditional Korean folk song.
Is there a difference between how you feel as you play a piece like this versus, say, this Chopin ballade we just heard?
Yeah, you definitely have to tune your mind into a different state and really think about what the composer was trying to communicate and how to listen for that theme of the traditional folk song.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because the Chopin ballade you played begins in a very folk-like kind of way. I almost hear a similarity stylistically between this piece that we're hearing now and the Chopin.
Yeah, you can definitely draw parallels between the two in the way they start with the single note rhythm and then the harmony comes in.
Right. Well, I want to talk now about another facet of your identity, and it's that you are a skier. So tell me more about those two seemingly disparate activities, piano and skiing. How are they alike? What's the connection there for you?
Well, when I'm skiing and when I'm doing piano, the only thing I'm focused on is the skiing and the piano, and I'm just kind of in the moment and just thinking about my next turn or what the music ahead is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Skiing also informs my piano playing when I'm going down the bowls or off of cliffs or through chutes, kind of that rush and that thrill and exhilaration that kind of informs how I would play a faster passage or more exciting melody.
Right. Yeah, man, I almost feel like we heard that today in the Chopin with those cascading right hand arpeggios, you know, and the rush of the and the roar of the left hand. I could kind of imagine myself. I'm not a skier myself, but that's probably about as close as I'd ever get is in Chopin. Matthew, you're a man of many passions, and I know one of your passions is math. Is that right?
Yes, I love math, and there's something so satisfying about solving a certain equation or theorem or completing a proof, and I find it really just fun in general.
How does it compare, like, the satisfaction you get from completing a proof or solving a math problem to the satisfaction you get from, say, finishing a performance like that Chopin?
Well, they're both very gratifying, and I think I have learned so much from just trying at a math problem and then practicing my music. And I think both, whether it's preparing for competitions or, in this case, solving a problem, they can both teach me a lot about grit and, grit.
Grit, yeah. Yeah, I know I needed some grit to get through calculus class. Thank you for being with us. 15-year-old Matthew Hahn from Lake Forest, Illinois.
Thank you very much for having me.
There's no doubt that these young musicians put in hours of hard work, but it doesn't happen without family support. And we've heard about some of the various ways that families play a role in the success of these students. And this next group highlights yet another facet of that support: siblings and a parent. Plus, add in one other non-family member, and what do you get? Well, let's find out. Here's the Virtuosi Trio from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Thank you.
The first movement of Paul Schoenfield's Cafe Music, performed by the Virtuosi Trio, with 15-year-old violinist Olivia Owens from Orem, Utah, pianist Hannah Baker, 19 years old, and her younger sister Sarah Baker, who's 17 and is the cellist of the trio. The Baker sisters are from North Salt Lake City, Utah. The trio is coached by Hannah and Sarah's mom, violinist Jenny Oakes Baker. My goodness, what a wonderful job you all did. Thanks to all of you for bringing that wacky and very fun piece. You sounded just great.
Thank you.
Well, Sarah and Hannah, I know that you two come from a seriously musical family, but how did you then meet Olivia?
I was performing at it was called Salute to Youth, where you audition to play with the Utah Symphony. And then backstage, we started talking and we kind of met each other. And then we just kind of,
Just hit it off.
First time I talked to Sarah, well, I was in my practice room behind stage. My mom had already gone, and it was about time for me to go on stage. And I was so scared. I was 11 years old at that time. I think Sarah was like 12 or something. And I was just waiting for that knock for someone to come and pick me up and take me backstage. And I was so scared. And then I heard this knock at the door. And so I was shaking hands. I opened the door, and it was Sarah. It was not someone to pick me up. But Sarah came to say good luck to me, and she was really sweet.
Aww.
It was the nicest thing.
Sweet.
It made me a lot more confident, and she was like, I don't know, I just was so relieved that she wasn't someone to take me backstage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I wanted to take a quick moment to talk candidly about practicing with the three of you, because I know that you all have slightly different things that have kept you focused, kept you motivated in the practice room. Like Sarah, you, like almost all young players, including myself as a kid, there's one very, very powerful motivator that gets you to practice, right? Or should I say a person?
Yeah.
Who are we talking about here?
My mom.
Uh-huh. Okay, and Olivia, I read that your drive to practice is actually all about your teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents actually would try to get me to stop practicing sometimes because I had to get my homework done and I was getting bad grades.
Hannah, I think you may have the funniest story that I've heard in a while about practicing, about when you were younger, practicing with your dad, a strategy you had.
My dad would sometimes sit next to me as I was practicing as a little kid, like 6 years old or so, and there were times that I didn't want to be at the piano, and so whether my siblings were playing on the trampoline outside or whatever else, so I would just play something really quiet and soothing, and I would make sure, I would lull him to sleep. He was sitting next to me, and I would just make sure I just put him to sleep with my music, and then I would just go around the bench and run out of the music room and go jump on the trampoline or play outside, and then he would inevitably wake up, come yell at me outside, tell me to come back in, and then I would just repeat the process over and over again.
Brilliant. What a mastermind. Well, I just hope that, you know, wherever the three of you continue to go, you always find times to come back to Utah, get together and read chamber music, and because you all play so well together. Thanks so much for your performance today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hannah Baker, Sarah Baker from North Salt Lake City, Utah, and Olivia Owens from Orem, Utah, members of the Virtuosi Trio. And there you have it. That's it for today's program. I hope you enjoyed meeting these young musicians as much as I did. And if you want to hear more stories about how young artists find their way to classical music, check out our Daily Joy video series on social media and let us know what you think. I want to thank all the young artists who appeared on today's program, not only for sharing their music with us, but also for sharing their humanity. And to you, listening at home or in your car, or eating a cheese quesadilla with spicy peach salsa, thank you for spending this time with us. I'm your host, pianist Peter Dugan. Please join me next week, and we'll take it from the top. From the Top would like to thank all the recording studios that helped us produce this show. The Audio for the Arts in Madison, Wisconsin, and audio engineer Buzz Kemper, Joshua Sauvageau at WFMT in Chicago, and Steve Call at Wild Sound Recording Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Last but not least, Michael Gibbons at the Platinum Sound in Bountiful, Utah. From the Top would like to give a shout out to Roger Esparza and Christopher Barrera from the Merritt School of Music for providing and setting up the marimba you heard on the show today. From the Top is produced by Megan Swan and Jessica Ticton. Sound design and music editing by John Escobar, with editing and mastering by Rodrigo Cuenca. Our production manager is Amanda Roth. From the Top's executive director is Gretchen Nielsen. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. If you'd like to appear on our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency connecting young people with the arts in schools and in their communities. Learn more at massculturalcouncil.org. From the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people at wtgrantfdn.org.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.